In the first session of John chapter 5, we looked at verses 1 to 15. Jesus healed a man on a Sabbath day, and today we'll cover verses 16 to 20, which I've entitled, Jesus Explains His Working Relationship with His Father. We are making available a file that lists all the verses about Jesus and His Father in John chapters 1 to 5. Jesus' relationship with His Father is the main theme of the Gospel of John, in my opinion, and this model is the goal of discipleship. We'll talk about this a little bit more today. Again, our approach in Friends Bible Study is read, write, share, and listen. Last time I emphasized identifying key verses as you read each chapter. Today I want to stress the importance of writing. Please answer the meditation questions provided and also write down your thoughts, insights, and observations. Writing helps us to clarify our thoughts and also makes it easier to share with others. I would like to challenge you to memorize and meditate on John chapter 5, verses 39 to 40 during the next 2 weeks as we're studying John chapter 5. I mentioned these two verses last time, John 5, 39 and 40. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they which testify about me, yet you will not come to me that you may have life. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to give us life. And thank you that you reveal Jesus to us and give us His life through your word daily. Give us hearts of humility and faith to hear your words today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of His word. Jesus explains His working relationship with His Father. John 5, 16 to 20. Let's look at verse 16. For this cause the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. The Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had healed the man on the Sabbath. It is amazing that they were so zealous about keeping their Sabbath rules, but they were willing to commit murder. Religious zeal that is separated from hearts of love and humility results in dangerous fanaticism. Verse 17, Jesus answered them, My Father is still working, so I am working too. For this cause, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. As I have pointed out, Jesus talked about his relationship with his Father more than any other subject in the Gospel of John. I've made available, as I mentioned, a file listing all the verses in John chapters 1 to 5 that mention Jesus and his Father. Take a look and take note of all the times he talks about Jesus. Jesus talks about his relationship with his Father. The Jewish leaders were already angry at Jesus for breaking their rules about the Sabbath. These are rules that they extrapolated and expanded on from what is written in the Old Testament about the Sabbath. Several times in the Gospels, Jesus healed on the Sabbath and scolded them for not understanding the purpose of the Sabbath. In Mark chapter 2, 27, 28, for example, Jesus declared, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." This made them very angry. In John 5:17, Jesus added fuel to the fire of their anger when he said, My Father is still working, so I am working too. By calling God his own Father, Jesus was making himself equal with God, as explained in verse 18. For this cause, therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So this is how they understand Jesus' statements. I want to take some time to take a close look at verses 17 to 20. My wife and I have been deeply impacted by the ministry of Henry Blackaby, who is the author of Experiencing God. Verses 17 to 20 summarize the main focus of this book, and I will take a little more time to talk about these verses because they've had such an impact on us. Jesus said in verse 17, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." God is at work all around us. Sometimes we look at our lives or what is going on in the world around us and think negatively because we see so many problems and issues. It is easy to think that God doesn't understand or that he's far away somewhere in the heavens. But Jesus said, "My Father is always at work." God is at work all around us. He's at work in your life, in your family, in the lives of your children, in your country, even though we may see many problems. We don't need to beg God to get involved because he is already working. He often uses people, events, in ways we've never imagined. Jesus' mindset and viewpoint began with this statement, "My Father is always at work." This short sentence alone should inspire a lot of faith in us. We can say with confidence, God is at work in my life and in every situation. He is at work in the lives of my friends and family. Jesus said, "My Father is at work to this very too, and I, the very day, and I too am working." Jesus did everything through his love relationship with his Father. And he is our model for life and ministry. The starting point is to understand that our Father is at work. We look to him and seek to join him in his work rather than thinking of a plan or strategy that seems good to us. In verses 19 and 20, we see Jesus' main paradigm for life and ministry. "Verily, truly, I tell you, the Son of Man can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also." Jesus said he could do nothing by himself. What an amazing statement. Jesus was God, but set aside his glory, authority, and power to become a human being. He lived life as a human being. He took the same position as us. Thus, he could not heal anyone at will. He did not have omniscience as a human being. Everything Jesus did, he did by working with his Father. He could not and would not act independently from the Father because he is one with the Father. Jesus said he could do nothing by himself, but he did what he saw the Father doing. Whatever the things the Father does, the Son does likewise, he said. This was Jesus' main principle and model for life and ministry. He lived in complete dependence on the Father, and he knew the Father was always at work and joined the Father in whatever he was doing. I'd like to read a quote from another Bible scholar, Warren Wiersbe. He said, "When our Lord came to earth as a man, he submitted himself to the Father in everything. He veiled his glory and laid aside the independent exercise of his divine attributes. In the wilderness, Satan tempted him to use his divine powers for himself, but he refused to act independently. He was totally dependent on the Father and the power, and on the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus did not form plans or strategies himself, but only did what the Father was doing. And this is how he wants us to live. Jesus modeled this lifestyle as a man so that we could follow his example. He wants us to live in a love relationship with him. We can do nothing by ourselves. As we walk in relationship with God, we will be able to join God in his work, just as Jesus did. Verse 20, the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. The Father showed Jesus his works and enabled him to do them. He also showed Jesus his love. Jesus did everything out of his love relationship with the Father. Living in love relationship is the biggest key to revelation. God the Father loved the Son and showed him all that he was doing. The same is true of us. He loves us and wants us to live in love relationship with him. He wants us to be one with him and join him in his work. Our works, independent of him, are not important. The Father loved the Son and showed him how he was working. God is always at work, and through our love relationship with him, he will show us where he's working and how we can join him in that work. Our love relationship with him is the key. The Father promised to show Jesus even greater works than the people had seen to that point. The greatest work was Christ's work on the cross, through which he revealed his amazing love and amazing grace. Some may think, but Jesus was God. That is why he could do such great miracles. However, Jesus affirmed in this passage and in other places that he could do nothing by himself. He put himself into a position of complete dependence on the Father. He did everything by loving the Father and joining him in his work. This is the goal of discipleship. Jesus emphasized his oneness with his Father and their love relationship more than anything else in the Gospel of John. Discipleship, being a follower of Jesus, is not striving hard to be like Jesus or to try to live like he lived in our own strength. Being a disciple of Jesus means to live in complete dependence on him so that he can reveal his life through us. My wife and I have lived in Japan for more than 45 years, and we know that we can do nothing by ourselves. God is at work in Japan and in Asia and throughout the world. I could tell you many stories about how God has led us to join him in his work. This has been a very exciting life because we have experienced God and have seen him doing his work through us. I suggest that you memorize John 5:17-20. May God give you great insight and blessing as you meditate on these verses. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would give insight and understanding from these verses to all of our friends. We desire to live in love relationship with you, to depend completely on you, and to join you in your work. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.